Hi, my name is Jacob Geffey, currently an online-only student, and I will be walking you through the interview today. I also have Hunter Hall, also an online-only student, who will be recording, taking notes, and coming up with follow-up questions to make sure we cover all areas needed during our session. We will be interviewing Samuel Vo, an ESL student who attends here at TCC. Thank you for agreeing to talk with us today, Samuel. We are
Sure.
currently evaluating the question, who are TCC students? And we want to learn more about the ESL students. So today we would like to ask you some questions about your experience as an ESL student attending TCC. Your feedback today will be instrumental in helping us improve our knowledge on who TCC students are. Our interview will last about 30 minutes. This interview will be recorded and available to the public through the Oklahoma State University Archives if you agree to all terms and conditions. Again, thank you for joining us today, Samuel.
All right.
So a few questions here to kind of get us started. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay. As an ESL, we assume that you are not from the United States. Where are you from?
I'm from Vietnam.
And what is a typical day like for you as an ESL student?
What do you mean about that? Can you explain the question?
You mean like restate the question?
Uh-huh.
So like a typical day, as a student where English is your second language, what
Uh-huh.
is a normal day like for you?
So I study to Monday to Thursday, 4 day a week.
And what are those days like for you?
Just normal.
Okay, just a normal college day.
Yeah.
Now we'll move on to our next section. How important is education for you?
So I don't understand what you the question. Like what?
Going to college, getting a degree, getting an education, in your opinion, how important is that to you?
I understand. So actually, I already to have the bachelor degree in my country with the financial of the banking. So I decided to move in the US and to study one more the major, but different way for my, yeah. So like after US, ESL class, I will to be transferred to the college with the aviation major.
Okay. Aviation. That's cool.
Yes.
Why did you choose TCC?
The first thing I think is in TCC, they have a lot of technician, and then so they always want to focus the student to become that they want. The secondly, I think the tuition in the TCC a little bit cheaper than like with the another college. Yeah, that's why I choose TCC. And the third thing I think is like TCC is nearby with my house. Yeah. I don't want to be go far to study or something like location is far for me. Yeah. I want something close.
Yeah, I understand that. How are you able to attend TCC? Like a green card? Did you get a job? Is your family helping you? How are you able to be in TCC?
And you mean like how I can to support Like,
Yes.
oh, gotcha. So, because I think like right now I don't need to launch for the financial goal at in the TCC, so I can to be support myself to study in that. And the second thing is I have the part-time job. That's why I don't wonder like I cannot to support myself.
All right. How many semesters have you attended at TCC?
How many semester? Maybe four or three, something, maybe three.
What classes are you taking at TCC currently?
Now, I take three, listening, writing, grammar, and the speaking.
All right, and then what classes have you already taken at TCC before in the past
Oh,
semester?
I can't remember, maybe like four or three, something.
What made you choose to attend a community college in Tulsa instead of a bigger school elsewhere? Or was it even a decision for you?
Can you say one more time?
What made you choose to attend a community college like TCC instead of a bigger school and university?
Well, I think you mean like why I choose my major to study in at TCC? That's your
Yeah.
one. Oh, okay. Yeah. So in my country where I live that, so with the aviation is the like I mean like this the fastest job, and then so they work really hard. And they have to study a lot that to be become to work in the airport. That's why I want to be like I mean like I want to become like that. That's why when I come to the that CC, they have the this major and I really want to study with that. I don't know like in the future I can to find a job yes or no, but yeah, let's try it.
All right. How long do you plan on staying at TCC or in Tulsa?
So I have been in Tulsa for 2 years. And TCC, same thing, maybe 2 years.
After TCC, do you plan on going to another college?
After CCC, I think I will to go into the university, but it's not in Oklahoma, maybe like another state. This is my plan right now.
You know which
All
university?
right.
What?
Do you know which university?
I
What was
can't
that?
hear that.
Are there any challenges you face at TCC? Are there any obstacles or challenges that you face at Tulsa Community College?
The challenge for what?
Like, are there any challenges that you face at TCC being an ESL student?
So I think like it's so right now it's like the quarantine for the COVID-19, so everything is will be work online, but so with the ESL student they need to communicate or practice more with the like English, but we not to have time like practice with a friend or face to face attendance on the class very much. That the thing the challenge for like made me change a lot for that.
How does TCC compare to your expectations?
Yeah, so they take like both sides, one for the online and one for the attendance, but like half time. But you know, so the schedule really flexible, but for the student to be like want to become the class to talk with the teacher, that's the thing I think like is good for a lot of students and me too.
So how involved, if at all, are you on campus with other students that also attend TCC?
Sometimes.
Like, are you in any, like, clubs or anything? Do you do anything special with other students?
No, not really.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you talk and get along well with the other students in your classes?
This semester, I think it's not, but I will try. We don't have more like a time to be talking or something like that. Yeah, just Zoom online and we like just a little bit time to discussion for the topic, or we talk about the homework or something. Yeah, just rarely. I think it's rarely.
So, what about education in your home country? What is that like?
So, you want to know about my high school or?
Like, what is like, what is college like in Vietnam?
In my country, with the college or university, you have to 100% time you attendance on the class. And then so the teacher, I mean like the professor will be talk about the topic or about the major, and you have to work on by yourself. And then so they will to give you about the question or the homework, and you have to spend time to be work on it and do the PowerPoint. I mean like the topic you choose, and then so you have to presentation on the class with like about like maybe like 50 or 60 students. Yeah, that's a big group, a big class. Yeah. Everything like the teacher will be not to like teach you how you can to learn that. You have to learn by yourself, and then so when you have the presentation or the speak on the class, they will give you about like the detail, any idea, something you have to fix or you to get to be like dry. Yeah. Little bit still different, like in the America.
Did you say it's different than like it is in America?
Yeah.
It's
very different. Yeah.
How so? Like, what about American college is different than Vietnam college?
Like, what really sets them apart? You know, so with the cross, I mean, like the student is not like just in America. So one class maybe like just like 10 or 15, maybe like maximum for the 20 or 25 students. But in my country, if you study in the college, you have like the class will be like 50 or 60 students in the class. You know, that's really different. That's why in my country, the students are really hard to attend and to listening the teacher say or teaching and that. But in America, we can to easy to learn that. If you have the question, you can to write your hand or asking on the class. But in my country, you don't have time like to ask the question, or you want to know more than this major, you have to meet the professor outside time.
Okay. How much schooling did you take in Vietnam?
So when I graduated high school, I have been in the university for 4 years before I came to the US. Yeah. So I can't remember like how many classes I already took it. But maybe like they count for the credit, maybe like 65 or 85 credits for a year, maybe, or like 4 years. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Hmm.
So moving on to the next section, are you a full-time or a part-time student?
I am a full-time student.
Okay. Uh-huh. And you mentioned earlier that you have a part-time job. Where do you...
What's that?
You mentioned earlier that you had a part-time job. Uh-huh. Where is
it? My family, they have the restaurant. So I just work like part-time for... Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, just like a service and the manager.
So you mentioned you work with your family. How much family do you still have in Vietnam?
How many family still have?
Yeah, who all in your family lives in the U.S. versus who all in your family still lives in Vietnam?
Oh, yeah. Let me remember. Generation. So my grandfather, they moved out in the U.S. for a long time, and then so they ring my parents coming here. So I still have like one uncle still live in the Vietnam, but whole family live in the U.S. also.
That's cool.
Uh-huh.
Do you still keep in touch with them? And like how often do you talk?
All the time, because my culture really hard. We have to communicate with my family a lot. Like when we have time, we always want to spend time with my family. The special day, like birthday or someday we like weekend. Or the holiday, we need to time to hang out or dinner time, or we will to take the vacation for all family to missing.
Cool. Did you ever have a job in Vietnam? If yes, what did you do?
So I have a job in my country. So let me remember. Because in my country, situation, I have to like study at school, but I need to take like a part-time job. I want to get more experience for about everything. I will be a barista, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then after I graduated in university, I applied in the bank, and work with the financial, and then so they accept for me, and I work then. I worked there about 6 months. After that, I came to US. Yeah.
Now, after you're done with all this schooling and stuff, what is your dream job?
Do you want to know like my dream job right now or in the past?
Like just kind of, you know, like after you finish college, where do you want to be?
Just like work in the airport. Yeah, that's it. That's the thing I want to be. I become the traffic control in the airport.
Okay, moving on to the next section.
Okay.
When you moved to the United States, how welcomed did you feel?
When I moved in the United States, I feel confused, nervous, embarrassing, and it's hardest because my English is really minus. I can't talk with everybody, and then so I don't know how to drive a car, and then it's really hard to be like communicate, and my family like, and then so I also to have the culture shock, yeah. Check up to be like a while to like feel like confident with live in there.
So, how many people emigrate from your country?
I don't know.
In your experience, like what challenges do immigrants face in a new country?
You mean like experience?
Yeah, like from what you know, being an immigrant, moving to the United States, like what were some challenges you faced? So I know you mentioned some earlier, but are there like others that you also faced?
With my situation, so my family, like, because my grandfather, they lived here along, and then so they easy like to cover the family to move in the United States, but I don't know like how about like another people want to immigrate in the United States, yeah.
So when you moved to Tulsa, how did Tulsa compare to your expectations?
I don't think so. Yeah, I know I do.
Okay. Do you follow politics that are going on in the United States?
What's that?
Like, do you follow the political trends going on in the United States?
No, I'm not.
And then what about in your home country? Do you follow the politics going on there?
No. No, I don't.
Were you able to vote in our last election?
Yeah.
How important do you think voting is?
For us?
Yeah.
10?
Like 10 being really good?
Yeah. Why not? I agree with you.
What about the holidays? Do you enjoy the holidays here?
Yeah, so that's why we, I think like, that's why we don't have time to discuss it for this. So I have a long vacation on spring break. I just came back to Tulsa like last Thursday. Yeah, I have 10 days, maybe like 10, 40 days. Yeah, 40 days to travel around United States. I went to a lot of state. Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks.
So how different are the holidays in the US from Vietnam?
It's really different. So for example, in my country we have the Lunar New Year. It's the big holiday. That means like this holiday we will to meet a lot of people and we have a lot of things to do. For example, like a party, lucky money, will give like the lucky money, play card or to travel and enjoy with the food a lot. But in the United States, I think like something is really similar, something is really big, but you know, so a little bit different, but we also to enjoy both culture, both sides, like my country culture and the American culture too.
What is your favorite holiday in the United States?
Merry Christmas. Yeah. It's very fun. And then, so we can to see the family and the kids and give for the kids about the gift. That's really nice.
And then what about Vietnam? What's your favorite holiday there?
I already told you the Lunar New Year is the best thing in my country.
Okay. All right. Moving on to the next section. What are your goals in life?
My goal in life? So my family always work with the business. So they always training me to like work with that. That's why I think like in the future, I will to open about the coffee shop in the United States. I also have my business in my country and they still working out there. That's why I want to continue and run with my business in my country and visit my business in my in the US too.
And how important are these goals to you?
Important, like I think like financial investment is really important for me because right now I'm really poor. I don't have like more money to get like that. Maybe like take like a few time, like for a few more years. And yeah.
Can you think of a successful person from your home country?
No, not really. In my country, a lot of people really successful with their goal. Because for me, I'm not ready to accepting like my will be successful for that. I need more time to learn, to practice, to study more.
Moving on to the next section.
Okay,
what are your hobbies?
My hobby, watch movie, go to the workout, go to the gym, workout, and chatting with my friend.
What are some popular hobbies in your home country?
In my home country, I always do to be travel. Like when I have time, I will take like a week or a few days to travel to a new place or overseas the country.
Did your hobbies change when you came to the United States?
Just a little bit, it's not much, but yeah.
Do you have any social media?
The social media? I have Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat too. I try with the Snapchat, but it's not, I mean like for myself, it's a little bit too boring. I don't like it, yeah. But I always do with the Facebook.
And do you use this to stay in touch with people from your home country?
Not really. Yeah.
So that was the last of the questions that I have for you.
Okay.
We are almost out of time, but I would like to ask, Hunter, do you have any more questions? We probably have time for like one or two.
I think I don't have any question for you guys. I really appreciate it. Appreciate it for you guys to ask me a lot of questions. Yeah. I'm very excited with that. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to end the recording now.